You look at the current events going on. Well, just in December, for example, all of a sudden we hear that the nation's largest bank, Citigroup, the world's largest brokerage firm, Merrill Lynch, we saw Bear Stearns, Morgan Stanley, all getting chunks of them being bought up. I love this phrase they have, sovereign investment funds. How about other countries? Economic invaders. How about using those terms?
Right.
Then you look at the data. I mean, just in the last couple of days, you know, you added up oil prices up 57%, crude oil from a year ago. Gold prices up 32%. You look at housing data, foreclosures. There's not a glimmer of bright economic news out there. And you mentioned the mainstream. You can go mainstream. You could Google up Bloomberg the last week, and you can see that the blue chip indicators, the forecasters from the blue chip indicators, they're only saying a 39% chance of recession. We're in a recession now for the working people. We're going to see what they're talking about, the subprime problem, and how the so-called little people, as Leona Helmsley used to call us taxpayers, had caused that problem by going into debt over our heads. Forget it. The real problem's going to come when we get hit by an economic 9/11. The big firms are going to collapse, just like the World Trade Center allegedly collapsed from the top down, and everything under it turned to rubble. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see major firms collapse. These subprime things are peanuts compared to the deals that were made on Wall Street during the last few years.
Now, is there any one specific company or two that you see as being particularly in peril in 08?
We don't know what business, what brokerage, what bank it's going to be. We don't know the spark that's going to ignite it, but we know it's going to happen. When you look at these exotic deals that were done, I'll give you an example. Again, you could Google these things up. The Merck company, Maclo, excuse me, in New York, according to the New York Times, they own $7 billion worth of real estate. They did it with $30 million down. When you look at these groups, Blackstone and Carlyle and the one that bought Chrysler out, they're buying multi-billion-dollar firms with no money down. Now you have the credit squeeze going on, and they're getting squeezed out of the game. So that and the other thing that's going to happen, by the way, this isn't a gloom and doom forecast. We look at it very positively, actually.
Well, you have to show me the positive part of the last 10 minutes, because that was pretty gloomy.
Well, the positive part is this. This greed and corruption is being seeped out of the system now. It can't withstand itself anymore.
Oh, okay.
And as these big firms fall, it's going to be a great opportunity for entrepreneurs. Because, you know, when they're putting up all these sporting good firms and this and that, companies, retail outlets, there are too many of them. And the only way that this big corporate giants could continue to grow is by building more. They're certainly not selling more product per store. So what's going to happen is their business model is built on expansion. When they can't expand anymore because of their business model, they cannot survive. Right. So there's going to be great opportunities for entrepreneurs to move into this failing system.
All right. Now, what about this? I hear here about a tax revolt, you think, in 2008. You don't mean like... You don't mean like shovels and pitchforks marching on Washington. You just mean people are going to say, what? As long as, you know, our dollars are worth dimes, we can't pay you what we owe you?
Well, that's part of it. And the other thing, it is probably, you know, maybe not pitchforks, but it's going to be close to it. And it's not going to start against Washington. It's going to happen on the local level. From 2002 to 2006, property taxes in this country have increased on average of 50%. In the meantime, during that same period, real wages have gone down at least 2%. And that's the other thing. The data is so skewed. They're putting out data that's really, it's kind of it when I remember as a kid growing up during a Cold War and listening to what they used to do in Russia. For example, when they cite core inflation numbers, the Federal Reserve, the federal government does not add food and fuel into them. I mean, who are they kidding? And as I mentioned to you, we saw crude oil prices go up 57%. Food prices, depending on whose number you're looking at, went up over 25% in 2007. And they're trying to tell me and everybody else with a brain that the inflation went up only 2.2%. So the people can no longer afford. It's like that old movie. I can't take it anymore. I'm tired. Right. I'm fed up, and I'm not going to take it anymore. You're going to start seeing tax revolts, and at the federal level as well. Look at the data. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Rupert Murdoch paper now, they say that 1% of the population took in 22.2% of all the income in 2005, the last year the numbers were available, and that's 1%. That means 3 million people out of 300 million, and 150 million people took in the grand total of 12.8%. So people just can't afford to pay this anymore. It's going to be huge.
All right, now I want to leave time, but maybe get a call here before the end of this half hour. Again, we're talking with Gerald Celente, professional futurist. And the publisher of the Trends Journal newsletter. Hey, let me ask you, are there any positive areas for economic growth? If you were going to suggest somebody to become an entrepreneur, in what field do you see the economy growing?
The biggest field that's going to grow in is what we call conservation engineers. Again, we're looking, all things are connected. When we're talking about a slowing economy, you know, they call it the green movement. It's not a green movement. It's a smart movement. It's an intelligent movement to save, not to waste, to conserve, waste not, want not. So what we're going to start seeing, and it was just like one of the advertisements I heard for different kind of alternative energy options, there are a lot of off-the-shelf technologies out there now that are not being employed. A conservation engineer, somebody well-versed in what's the best available from around the world that's going to make you enable you to do more with less, whether it's heating, whether it's growing foods. And by the way, that's another one. Small is big. You're going to start seeing more and more pressure for a downsizing. As I said, we're going to see giants topple. The same thing's going to happen with the federal government. At some point, we're looking at these secessionist movements, but looking to small again, more energy, higher energy costs, more local development.